for this moment, there is every corner at the military, very heavily military controlled all over West Papua. So at the moment, I'm not received any news yet. Yesterday and early today, there's a few other people were arrested. For example, in the yesterday before in Nadire, 16 people were arrested. And in Jayapura, that is the early morning, the few other activists trying to go by taxi, and then they were stopped by military and checking and things like that. So until today, there is a lot of intimidation, a lot of military, police, and all over West Papua are really tight. So some people just sitting in the house and they don't want to go to work and things like that. But some of the people also went to the church and prayer. So that's where I got the information. Mm-hmm. But the around the world, from New Zealand across the Pacific, even in some part of the world already raising the morning selfless sign of the solidarity.
So in Papua itself, the Indonesian military, the TNI, and the police have stopped any activities such as flag-raising ceremonies from taking place?
Yes, that's last 2 weeks already, you know, already military building up across the Papua, West Papua. So there's already intimidation. But the West Papuan activists like Kain Pepe leading, they already discuss and meeting and around, but they already decide that this year we will civil obedience. So that they already announced. But we don't know that other Papuans also want to raise the flag, but sometime happens, so I'm just waiting.
Of those arrested, have any of them been charged, as far as you know?
At the moment, no one, but they're still questioned, and some of them interrogations going on at the moment.
Now, President Jokowi, before he became the president, vowed to address social and economic disadvantages in Papua. Have you noticed any changes there?
My personally not trust, because every president can become power. They just empty promise to Papuans. But we don't know the other part of the Indonesia, and they always send the bill to Papua, same time send the military. And West Papua is like become a militarized zone in the Asia Pacific. And you cannot build the development on top of the suffering. And but the media, they always announce that we bring development, bring the billion rupiah dollars, whatever. But then, in fact, that in the field, never. You know, there is only go around, you know, like military. Always the military. The money sent to West Papua go back to the military and the civil servants who are long hand with Jakarta.
Do you think the welfare of Papuans in Papua province can improve, given that the president is from a non-military background?
Non-military background is more difficult, because he can make decision on the paper, but military always intervene. For example, there is a lot of, for example, one, the fact that autonomy, I'm not talking about autonomy that, you know, lasts already 15 years. But one other thing that they send a bill called Accelerated Development in West Papua, in Papua. West Papua, but that's not, you know, there's no progress, and this is like this bill is not make any progress, and more military, and all the retired military handle it, and that's almost military control.